Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today's another AMA episode, that is, Ask Me Anything. I'd love to answer your questions. If you have a question you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. I'll answer it live on the air. Send your questions to Victor at victorjm.com. That's Victor at victorjm.com. We have a great question. This is part two of a question that was started yesterday. David from Pittsburgh had a great question around crowdfunding. So today we're dealing with the main body of his question. And that is, we see that online investment platforms such as YieldStreet, RealtyShares, PeerStreet, to name a few, are gaining momentum. For example, despite having some modest return on investment, YieldStreet successfully raised over $500 million since the company was founded in 2015. Technologies such as Uber and Airbnb have the amazing ability to create trust between strangers in transactions, mostly with the irresistible lure of convenience. Do you think these online investment platforms, by offering the convenience of investing with a few mouse clicks, will minimize the need for some of the elements of raising capital that you mention in your book, Magnetic Capital, such as requiring pre-existing relationships? Well, David, that is a great question. And here's the way that I think about this. There's no one set way to do this business. The analogy that I would use is to compare, let's say, the restaurant industry. Do you want to have a single boutique restaurant with 10 tables where you're charging $200 a plate versus perhaps being in the business like McDonald's where you're charging $5 a plate, but you require a lot of volume? Both can be dramatically successful businesses, but we also have to acknowledge that they're vastly different. The single location boutique restaurant is going to rely upon establishing some very tight relationships with a small number of very good clients. McDonald's requires a tremendous investment in marketing to market to the masses because they need volume. They need to get millions and millions of people, billions, through their doors. That's why the sign says billions and billions served. And the way you're going to market those two businesses are dramatically different. The focus of those two businesses are dramatically different. And so too it is comparing crowdfunding versus private placement-based investment offerings. So if we bring it back to real estate, and let's say you need to raise $1 million for a particular project, do you want one investor with $1 million or do you want 1 million investors with $1? I'm not saying that just to be cute. They're vastly different approaches. And when I wrote the book Magnetic Capital, I discovered that there were really five fundamentals that are needed to successfully raise capital. And I'll review those very quickly and then peel back a little bit and answer your question very specifically. So the five fundamentals are, number one, you need relationship. Number two, you need to establish trust. Number three, you need to have a successful track record. Number four, a compelling opportunity. And five, you need that perfect alignment, that fit between the goals for the money and the goals for the project. So if we peel back the very first three fundamentals, that is relationship, trust, and results, number one and number three, relationship and results, are actually a subset of trust. If you're looking to develop trust, building a relationship is part of that. If you have a successful track record, that's part of building trust. So now the question is, what do you need to establish a sufficient level of trust with your investors so that they will, in fact, choose to invest with you? People are going to do a lot less due diligence if there's less money at stake. What I've discovered is, as a developer, as a sponsor, as an operator, there are a number of skills that we need to be really good at within our business in order to develop successful projects. The hard part of any project is always the execution. It's not raising the money. To my eye, my personal preference is to deal with a smaller number of investors. For example, if I'm looking to raise $1 million, for me, that's a few phone calls. Over the past year, we've done several capital raises that are in the $2 to $3 million range. We've been able to get those completed in a few hours. On the other hand, if I needed to do that out of $1,000 investments and I needed 3,000 investors, each contributing $1,000, that's a much bigger problem. That's a very, very heavy lift. That's going to take a lot of effort and a lot of time. The focus and attention of your team shifts away from project execution to raising the money and putting together all the marketing systems in place to generate sufficient interest to attract that number of investors. The process of getting something approved through a crowdfunding platform can be fairly lengthy. In my experience, and I have firsthand experience having used a platform called WeFunder, it's about a 30-day process. In the best case, to get something from concept to having something already approved and up and loaded on the crowdfunding platform. Earlier this week, got to spend some time with Grant Cardone. And Grant has, over the years, built a very, very impressive following of 11 million followers. Now, he produces 3 pieces of video content per day. The guy's a marketing machine. And just this week, he got approval to announce a Regulation A offering. Regulation A is a crowdfunding type of offering, but it gives you the opportunity or the possibility of, in fact, establishing a much larger fund than simply a Reg CF fund, where you're limited to about $1 million in a 12-month period. Under Regulation A, you can raise an awful lot more money. For someone like Grant Cardone and Cardone Capital, where you've got 11 million followers, something like Regulation A might be a very good fit. You know, he shared that most of the capital raising he's done has been under Regulation D, the traditional type of syndication that we do ourselves, and that it's been opened up to about somewhere between 2 to 3% of his 11 million followers. Under Regulation A, it opens things up to a much wider audience that he already has. He's able to sell more to his existing audience. For someone like him, it makes a lot of sense. So, David, I want to thank you for a great question. In fact, there are multiple offshoots of this question I think that would be valuable to address in the coming days. In the meantime, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.